Shut up and sit down.
Live, raw, unedited. Dr. Deb and Dana coming at you from Studio D in Wilmington, Philadelphia Metro. You are listening to the Eat Clean, Think Dirty show. The views expressed here are simply opinions and not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any of your problems. Listen at your own risk.
You go.
You got a mouthful.
We're both looking at each other like, who's going to go first? Who's going to go
first?
You go first.
This
is going to be a really casual podcast. We're eating.
We're eating. Fantastic. Thank you.
Yes, I made a stir fry with a peanut sauce. And it is not vegan. I actually used a pork peanut sauce. It's got, you know, stir fry vegetables in it. And it is over... butternut squash spiral noodles.
Yeah.
Okay. Butternut so like squash. A vegan noodle.
Right.
Yep. Just, like a raw vegan noodle, actually.
There's just spirals.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's lots of vegetables.
No spicy.
Yeah. The peanut sauce. I love spicy peanut sauce. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
we're going to talk today about. So the last podcast we had, we got off in a little tangent mm-hmm. because I was complaining about how somebody asked me if I was pregnant and then. You brought something up. I forget what that was. Oh, is it in for men? So
not to say.
It would be fun to talk about what not to say to the opposite sex. Or I guess to same sex if you're in that kind of relationship, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. So what you know, just don't say to the sexes.
Yeah, because like there are things that you know, you should think about. Okay. And some things just, some people have absolutely no filter. Okay. They come off and they anger people and, you know, I would just, you know, you need to be mindful of these things because, you know, this isn't about snowflakes or anything like that, okay? This isn't about left or right and sensitivity when it comes to that kind of stuff. This is about, like, just ignorance.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, I mean, well, we just talked about, like, to a female, like, the biggie, are you pregnant? Never. Ever, ever, ever ask a woman if she's pregnant. Like, I don't even care if she's about to drop a child on your feet. Mm-hmm. Like, I really don't think that's appropriate. Zero.
Yeah, because, you know, you're implying that she's fat.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And from the last podcast, you know, is it in? You're implying that...
He's small.
He's got
not fat.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's using lack of sensitivity. So you've got like a bunch of crap. And
I do.
So.
I have a lot of them and I want to hear your raw reaction to them
mm-hmm.
and also maybe some things that you might say instead or, you know, just a little bit of a therapist point of view, like why it's so terrible or just laugh. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I don't care what your reaction is. Just do something.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
You want me a male or female first?
Let's do what a male should never say to a female first.
No.
Oh. All right. We should actually have a visual here.
You should see her face.
You know, first of all, people don't like to hear the word no.
Yeah, okay? It wasn't me saying no. It was that's the answer.
Yeah.
A male should never say to a female, no.
Yes, because, you know, people don't like no. I mean, the brain doesn't receive it very well. You know, it has to do with left and right brain stuff. So I know when somebody tells me no, I certainly don't like it, and I will in my head almost be like, oh, well.
You get a little rebellious?
I'm going to do it anyway.
Uh-huh. I'm going to do it anyway.
I'm going to do it anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that there's a way to say no.
There you go.
Okay. And I use this example, okay? And I actually teach this in one of my psych courses. So like if a kid asks for cookies, okay, and it's like right before dinner, and the kid says, Mom, can I have cookies? And the mom says no. Mm. Little kid's going to be like, why can't I have cookies? You know, blah, blah, blah. If the kid says, Mom, can I have cookies? And she says, yes, after dinner.
Yeah.
You just told the brain yes.
Yeah.
And the kid.
And the conditions under which yes is appropriate.
And so you kind of said no at the same time. Mm-hmm. Okay. But you gave conditions. Yes. So, you know, there's ways around that. Okay. So
that's good advice.
Yes.
All right. One for not to say to a male. Is your hairline receding?
Oh.
That's ouch.
Well, I think it speaks to their masculinity.
Of course, their ego.
Yes.
And their masculinity, right.
And men don't, certainly don't, are sensitive, and they don't want to be losing their hair. Okay, because right. It's a vanity thing. It's a masculinity thing. It is a testosterone thing.
I think we often look over how sensitive the male ego actually is.
Yes.
And, you know, not for nothing. I mean, women are very sensitive too, but, I mean, let's not overlook the men.
Yeah, men are very sensitive.
Sure.
And I think that humanizes men because I think, again, we live in this world where, like, men are just sex machines. You know what I mean?
Be a man.
Yeah, be a man and don't have emotions. But men are very sensitive. And, you know, to all the bald men out there, I think bald is beautiful. I've dated bald men.
So have I.
Yeah, I think it can be very attractive.
Yeah, actually, a lot of these have to do with the male ego. And it makes them a little bit, like, they're a little bit funny at first, but like when you really think about what you're saying to somebody, it's like, holy shit.
So are we switching back and forth?
We can, sure.
Or let's switch
back.
Yeah,
I'll go back and forth. Is it that time of the month?
Oh, see, that's up there with pregnancy with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, because...
Or are you on the rag? Fuck you.
Like, it's kind of like, I'm not allowed to have emotions. I'm not allowed to be upset because mm-hmm. if I'm upset, that means I'm getting my period.
Right.
Okay, now... To play fair, if you are with someone for a long time and, you know, it's a male and he's very attuned to your emotional changes, okay? Some women have them. I know you don't.
Why does it have to be a male?
If you're with a female or a male, whatever, it doesn't matter. And if they lovingly say, you know, honey... You know, are you going to get your period soon? Are you okay? Is there, you know, anything I can do?
So
and
it's
not condescending.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sure. Oh, my God. That's loving. I you know, that's something that me personally, I would fall in love with. And I think that women would have a much more positive response to it than this harsh, are you about to get your period? Or,
yeah.
Oh, my God, what? Are you on your rag? Or, you know, all the different sayings. Or
so
your PMS or... You know, whatever. So there's a way to mm-hmm. say that, but you never say something like that in a condescending way.
No.
Never, ever, ever, ever.
Because I'm going to come back to say to you, men, is that condom too big for you?
Oh, well, hold on now. That's another one. But I got one more thing to say about the PMS thing, because you're basically saying, and you never say it when you're in an argument. Okay, because at that point, he or she just totally devalued your emotions.
Yes.
Okay, and blamed it on a hormonal, you know, whatever. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that condom, will that condom fit?
Are these condoms too big for you?
Are these condoms too big for you? Oh,
like, look, honey, I just came back from the drugstore. Are these going to fit you?
What a emasculizing thing that is. Okay, so, you know, men will tend to use, I'm not saying this is right necessarily, I think it's societally focused, but they oftentimes get their worth from their jobs and sex.
Okay.
Okay. You know, when one isn't there, their self-worth tends to wane a little bit. Okay, so, you know, if they feel as though you are making a comment about their penis, they're instantly going to kind of go into, I don't please you. And you
right,
know.
Right.
So it's going to spiral into different things.
Do you think men buy condoms that are too big just because, like, for the same reason that women buy clothes that are too small, like a vanity thing? Like, I really do care what
some
size
sure.
is on that tag.
Yeah.
They should have vanity-sized condoms.
Yeah, that are
dude,
like
we
super
should, we
large.
We should totally invent that.
They clean things already, vanity sized condoms. If
all
I
right,
see
I'm going to erase that, this.
If I see them out there and I know you listen to this show, I'm suing you.
Even if you don't listen to that show, it's our prior art now. We own the idea. Fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
We're suing you.
That's
I work
a good
for
one.
A patent law firm.
Yeah. Go ahead. Threaten, girl. Threaten. Okay, what's another one?
All right. Calm down. This is to a woman. Calm down.
Mm. That's the same thing with minimizing her emotions. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You never calm down. If I'm upset and somebody says calm down, I'm probably going to get more upset.
Right. Like, bitch, please.
Yeah. So, because again, you know, I think there's another way to say that. Okay. And that's, you know, honey, I want to hear you. I want to have this conversation. I feel like you're yelling at me.
Or like, can we talk about this later? You know, yeah. Like when we both have, you know, thought about it for a little bit, or, you know, like there is a way to say that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Calm down.
There is no way to take back, are you pregnant? I'm just saying.
No, that is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
I mean, the only other way is that, well, you look fat or you look heavy or, you know, and that's not good either.
No, no, that's on my list. Here for the men. A woman to a man. I am so much taller than you. Oh, poor baby.
Yeah. Especially like to a shorter man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because again, we live in a world that like says that men should be, you know, not only stronger, but taller than women. Okay. Mm-hmm. And a man can feel emasculated when, you know, a woman says something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. I would stay away from like size of all
things in general. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, just because. I mean, you know, I think about that, and I think about, you know, some men would love to hear, like, oh, my God, you have such a big, you know, penis or dick or whatever, you know, and some men get off on that, you know. So, but when it's a negative, and big penises can be negatives, you know.
Yes, I mean, they can.
So, you know.
It depends on how you say it. Oh, my God, you are so big.
Well, not
like,
only that.
With fear in your eyes.
Just on a...
We got a problem.
Just, okay, on a side note, not every woman can handle a larger penis. It depends on where her cervix is placed. Like, you know, for a 7-inch penis for some women, a 6-inch penis for some women is going to be painful. Some women don't like their cervix poked by a penis.
Stop poking my cervix.
Okay, so let's just stay away from size, all right?
All right.
I just think, let's play it safe.
All right, so how about a man saying to a woman, she's hot.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Like, there's a few ways to look at this, okay? If you guys have that type of relationship where you can kind of say, like, you know, she's hot or he's hot, and there's no threat.
That's the kind of relationship I want.
Well, I've had those
relationships. There's lots of hot people out in the world, guys, and I'm looking. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, and I'm... Yeah. That's fine. I'm totally not against that as long as the two of you are having regular sex and you feel attractive to the other person and
yes.
Then there's trust and, you know, so there's a security in relationships that can do that.
Right.
Otherwise, they will crumble.
Correct.
Okay?
Right.
So there's that, which is fine. And then there's the... Oh my God, I just spent like an hour putting my makeup on and doing my hair and I've got this really cute outfit and you didn't tell me I was hot.
Yeah, so
but
don't be pointing out to other people how hot they
exactly.
are.
Exactly.
To me, yeah.
And that, again, so you know, you got to judge your relationship. If you're meeting the needs of your partner, you can probably get away with saying that and if you know, and you can even have a conversation about it. You know, but I mean, if you're not telling your partner that they're hot and you say somebody else is hot, oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no. That's always going to be taken wrong.
All right. What about female to male? I can't cuddle you. You're like hard and soft in all the wrong places. Boo.
Yeah, that's just wrong.
Isn't it? It's like, what? I'm not cuddleable?
Well, you're hard and soft in all of the wrong places. Like, basically, he's going to go right to, all right, my shoulders aren't big enough, my arms aren't strong enough,
no,
my chest
I think
isn't
it's
big
like
enough.
If he's in very good shape and he's, like, really hard, like, his shoulders and arms and all that, it's like, sometimes those guys are kind of hard to cuddle.
Well,
because they're really hard everywhere.
Okay, so we took it two different ways.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, so I took it like you're hard and soft in all the wrong places.
Oh, I was just summarizing.
Like, to me, that means, like, I don't know, maybe you have a hard penis, but, like, you're not very muscular, and I'm trying to cuddle, and you're hard and soft in all the wrong places.
Okay,
No.
I should not have summarized that, because that was an interesting interpretation, though.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Truth be told, I mean, the fluffier guys are easier to cuddle with. That is true.
Really?
Well, not grossly or fluffier, but...
I'm sorry, what?
Not grossly fluffier.
Grossly okay, fluffier.
She totally called out the grammar Nazi. That's fair.
Okay.
I can take it.
I kind of disagree with that.
Yeah.
I don't really like cuddling with fluffy
men. Not too fluffy.
I mean, I'm fluffy enough. Okay?
No,
I got the softness. I like I do like a harder.
You like a hard pillow, is what you're saying. You want your mattress to be like extra firm.
I mean, hold on. Let me think about this for a second, okay? You know, I like the humanness of it. I like to hear someone breathing in my, you know, when I'm cuddling.
It has nothing to do with how fluffy they are.
It has something to do with cuddling. And so my focus isn't necessarily on, like, their fluffiness or their hardness. My focus is more on how they're embracing me. So the muscular arms versus fluffy arms. Mm-hmm. Not digging the fluffy arms, guys.
Oh, no, okay? No. I was thinking more of like the chest area.
Not
when you have
a big
like a
fan
really
of fluffy
rock
chest.
Hard, yeah, but me either. But when you have like a super rock hard chest, like have you ever been with like a huge, huge, huge guy who's got like really big, like mountainous muscles?
Yeah. Yeah, I've dated men with very big muscles.
And like your head just doesn't like really fit into those valleys.
So I put it in his neck.
Oh, there you go. She's a problem solver.
I'm a problem solver. Yes, I am. Yes,
I'll give
I
you
am.
My valley and I'll put my head in your neck. Okay.
But to your point, I'm not a big fan of like overtly muscular men.
Well, to my point really is maybe you shouldn't tell us somebody that like I just can't cuddle with you for whatever reason, because then they're going to make them self-conscious.
Exactly. You don't want to tell somebody they're too muscular, or you don't want to tell somebody they're not muscular enough or something like that. Okay.
Right.
It's just
away from the comparisons, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And figure out a new place to put your head or your face in their neck and their crotch and their butt, like in their lower, whatever. Find your zen, girl.
Put your face in their butt. That's Deb's answer.
Yes.
You heard it from the doctor.
Find your zen in his butt.
All right. What are you thinking about? I think this is like a danger zone for both sexes. What are your thoughts on this? You love it.
I love it.
All right. I knew you would love this.
I think you should ask some.
Tell me your thoughts on this.
When someone says to me, when a man says to me, what are you thinking about? Like, I want to say, like, I don't care what I'm thinking about at the moment. Like, I'm start thinking, I love you.
Guys, listen, if you ever want Deb to fall in love with you, all you got to do is listen to this episode, because she's now giving you two clues.
What was the first one?
Honey, are you going to get your period soon? She was like, zing, I'm in love.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, look,
in the delivery.
I was thinking about this the other day, okay? We have rules for love, okay? And this needs to be another podcast, but I'm going to go on a short little tidbit here,
okay?
We have rules for love, and I think it's absolute bullcrap, okay? Like, you can't fall in love, you know? Like, you, there's a certain time period that you have to wait to fall in love. And, you know, if somebody's they're in love after 3 weeks or 4 weeks, like, they should be able to express that without somebody else saying, oh, that's just too soon. Oh, that's crazy, you know what I mean? Because that takes out like the love at first sights, and it takes out people who when they meet someone and they feel connected to them, and there is closeness and there's a physical and spiritual and energy connection, it takes out the purity of that, and it puts rules into it.
Okay. So fuck the rules.
I that really bothers me. Okay, go ahead.
But I mean, all right, so from another perspective here, what are you thinking about? Like, if there is a silence, and I am obviously enjoying being silent in my own silence, like,
okay,
don't interrupt me. You know, it's different from penny for your thoughts in a way. You know, it's the I don't know, like, well, what do you think? I think I told you about this. It wasn't that long ago. Like, I was on a date with a man, and he, you know, there was this great silence, and we were snuggling and everything, and he was just like, tell me what you're thinking about. And I was like, damn, I liked that. So yeah. I could totally see your point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm loving you, right? fall in. No,
I'm getting your point, though. I'm getting your point. It's almost like an insecurity.
Correct.
Like, you gotta be comfortable.
When it's coming from a place of insecurity, it is such a bad thing to say.
Yes, and people should be, and I hate to use the word should, okay? But it's absolutely okay to be silent, okay? And... you know, I know for me, I'm very comfortable in silence. What are you doing with that tissue? There's like a, she put a tissue up her nose and she's like,
make you laugh.
She's like taunting me with it. Oh my God.
You know, I'm sniffly. So yeah, I just shoved a tissue up my nose and I'm trying to make her giggle.
People, it's silence is okay. All
I
right.
I torture you.
And what? You torture me?
I like to torture you.
Yes, you do. So to my thought again, okay? So silence is okay, and people can be very uncomfortable with it, and I think most of the time it's because they're insecure, okay? Mm-hmm. So when it's coming from that place, to your point, it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got okay. it.
All right, you're going to call a woman a bitch or a cunt.
Yeah, you just don't do that.
Okay, we're going to stop there. Just don't do that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, again, you're minimizing I think this is on your list too. It's like when you call a woman a crazy.
Okay, same thing. I'll cross that off.
You're minimizing uh-huh. her emotional reaction, okay? And usually women respond to men's behavior or another person's behavior, okay? And yes, they can come off bitchy. Yes, they can come off
cunty.
Crazy,
cunty
okay,
word?
Or cunty or whatever. But if somebody takes a moment and actually tries to see the feeling there, that tries to look at the whole situation and tries to understand why they are reacting that way, they will 9 times out of 10, because I will say that probably there are some people out there that enjoy being mean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I think most often it's an emotional reaction because their feelings are hurt.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. God, you're getting really like. You're supposed to be a little bit more fun.
Oh, what am I getting? Am I too serious?
Yeah,
oh.
A little serious. All right, oh. Let's make it more
okay.
fun.
Okay. All right, let's make it more fun.
For it, man. You're so hairy.
Oh. Get some nair, mofo.
All right. Over the top.
Okay. Too much. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't. I think some men, look, you're saying, ew, you're so hairy.
That's what you're saying. Ew, you're so hairy.
And you never want to say, ew.
Right. Even if
somebody.
You don't say, ew, that's what that sounds like.
Because here's the context. Oh, you are so hairy.
Oh.
And it, like, you know, you're
like, I can
like,
just like braid myself in there with you. Right?
I have braid myself in you. Okay. Versus, ew.
So hairy.
Yeah, dude, no, they're oh, two gosh. Different.
Yeah, actually, I'm on the ooh side. Like, have you ever seen a man, this is me being totally judgmental, whose hair was so long and thick on his back that his shirt actually, like, stood up an inch off of his skin? Have you ever seen this?
Probably.
I just see her face right now. Yeah, you've seen it.
As I'm eating.
noodles.
Mm-hmm.
Guys.
You know, here's my thing.
Take care of that.
If I fall in love with you, I don't care what you look like. I mean,
fair enough.
You know, if you have hair braided down your back and it's purple, you know, I fell in love with you and I will accept it. I mean, I might ask you to shave it, you know, just because. But
right, we're gonna be going to the waxing salon tomorrow. But I love you.
Yes.
Good job. All right. How about to a woman? Are you sure it's mine?
Oh. Oh my God. Just that, yeah, that's what you're saying. You're saying to the woman that she's doing everybody else and,
yeah.
you know.
Well, she's telling you, hey, I'm pregnant. And you're like, are you sure it's mine? Why the fuck would I tell you that I'm pregnant if I wasn't? I mean, really. I mean, I'm sure there are outliers all over
Look,
the place.
Look, the reality is that's what Jerry Springer and yeah. Maury Povich is based on.
Yeah.
Okay, so I see how society would support men saying that, but... If you're in a relationship
right.
with somebody, that's when we get some damage. But, you know, it sucks because you have those very honest women out there and, you know, maybe the condom broke. Maybe they made a mistake and had unprotected sex because of the moment or there was a little bit of alcohol involved or something like that.
Or they were on antibiotics while they were taking the birth control pill.
They were on antibiotics when they were taking the birth control. Yes, absolutely. Their IUD fell out and they didn't know. I mean, the list can go on and on and on. And they're honest about it. And then they end up – and then they feel very angry and upset because you accuse them basically of
sleeping around.
Sleeping around.
Yeah. All right, speaking of sleeping with people, to a man, You have a really unique penis.
Mm.
There's the comparison thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first, now here I'm a man thinking about you, thinking about other men's penises.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm sensitive about it because you're telling me it's different
mm.
than all of those penises you've seen in your entire life. I mean, the list goes on and on.
And sometimes unique is a good thing, but it's probably not a good thing here.
Right. Also, you're telling me that you can identify me in a lineup.
Uh-huh. Right? I think that there's not a lot of things you should say about a penis. Or
same
a vagina,
about a vagina,
for that matter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you have a beautiful penis.
Yes.
You have a beautiful vagina.
Yeah, that's acceptable.
I think those things, yeah, are acceptable.
Well, you don't want to say, your vagina is more beautiful than every vagina I've ever seen.
Yeah, you don't want to say that. Oh, your penis is more beautiful than all the other penises I've had before you. Yeah, that's just dumb.
Top 100.
Yeah, you're in my top 100. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So be careful with that kind of stuff. But you know, with that being said, you should. I gotta stop saying that. But like, inspecting genitalia for
ticks,
for critters or sores is something that I was always taught to do, and you can do it very easily without anybody knowing it. You don't have to like get your goggles out.
Oh my god, I'm totally like magnifying glass,
yeah,
goggles.
You don't have to do that.
Face mask.
Okay.
Rubber gloves.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely inspect genitals, and nobody knows that I'm doing it because,
well, now you do.
I know how to do it.
Everybody knows now. Yeah, like before you put your
I'm
mouth
not having
on
sex
that
with
shit.
Any of you guys, so don't worry about it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, asking a woman, "Hey, did you come?" Yeah. You're okay with that?
I think I'm okay with that, because if he wants me to come and he asks me, "Hey, did you come?" I kind of look at it like
I'm hopeful that he freaking knows just by virtue of the fact that you did and you made it obvious.
Some women don't.
Okay,
aren't
this is
very
where,
obvious.
This is where your clinical experience comes in handy. But me, as of just a lay person, or a getting laid person, I don't think I'd. No, don't ask me that. Like, you better freaking know.
I mean, it's nice when they know, but like, some women can get very, very, very sexually excited and they didn't have an orgasm. And then the man was confused because he thinks she did have an orgasm and she ends up without an orgasm and, you know, it gets a little confusing. I think that not, he doesn't have to ask every time, but if he's not sure, I personally think it's sweet that
he
says, did you come?
I also think that he needs to be ready to hear the answer.
I would agree with that, okay? Yeah. Because if you say no, he can't get his feelings hurt.
Correct.
Okay? He either needs to do something about it.
Right.
Or even ask you,
what can I do differently?
What can I, yeah, mm-hmm. and be mature about sex.
All
yeah.
Right. That's fair.
Okay.
All right. This is for the women again. When a guy asks you, may I kiss you? Like when you're in when an obvious, yes, you can kiss me situation, read it on my face, motherfucker. Like, may I kiss you?
Okay, let me put myself in this situation.
Has it ever happened to you? Because it has to me.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. I mean, it might sound sweet on the you know, like he's asking permission to actually invade your personal lip space.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad thought.
Sure.
However, my feeling is like when you're in that situation where all the stars are lining up and it's looking like uh-huh. the kiss is going to happen, like I think you should just kind of go with your gut. Because I think you get the body language and the inclination from a woman that, like, yeah, this kiss is going to happen. And when you stop to talk about it and ask permission, then you completely kill the mood.
Look, I'm not going to disagree with that, okay? But I will say this, that sometimes people misread body language and vibes, okay?
That's fair.
Now, is it the most erotic thing if someone says, can I kiss you? Or
well, it's correctly, may I kiss you?
May I kiss you? Whatever. Oh, God.
See how that just killed the mood?
Mm-hmm.
I corrected you. I made you think.
You corrected me. You didn't say, may I kiss you?
Well, I'm not going okay? to. I'm just going to take your fucking face in my hand.
Oh, my God. I just had this epiphany here because I was thinking about you.
What?
Let's just say. Let's just
what
say
just happened here?
That we were going to kiss.
Okay.
Okay? And you, like, just went for my lips? I'd be like, no. I don't care what vibe I was sending you, but if you held my face in your hand and you looked me in the eye and said, may I kiss you? I'd be like, fuck you.
All right, sounds like we need to have some kissing lessons.
Just saying, that's like, you know, my case in point.
Case in point.
Again, it's not going to happen.
Deb is giving you all of these, like, secrets to success with Deb. Just rewind and listen again.
Look.
Fucking our downloads are going to be up, like, times 25%. Just saying.
Yeah, right. And then watch. You know, somebody will come up to me and they'll start doing this and we'll be out in public and I'll be like, fuck yeah.
Get the hell off my face.
Exactly. They'll be like, but I heard on the podcast this is what you like. And I'm like, that's the podcast, dude. Like, you know what? We need to make sure that we've got an
don't
energy
don't you know
going
it's
on.
Not real?
No,
just
it
kidding.
Is.
Just
it
kidding.
Is real.
So how about if you say to a guy, so you actually go to the gym?
Oh.
Ooh.
You're basically saying he has absolutely no muscles.
Right.
Yeah, like he's a wimp. You're saying he's a wimp.
But easy to cuddle with. No. Yeah. Or not. I don't know.
Wait, you actually go to the gym? That's bad for both people.
It's so bad. Yeah. Yes.
Like if somebody said that to me, first of all, I'd probably start laughing and I'd be offended. And I would go look in the mirror like, damn, I must look like shit. What do I look fat?
No, you're just pregnant. This is like all.
No,
over.
I'm fluffy. I'm fluffy. I'm a pregnant fluffy person.
I like the word fluffy. It's much better than fat. How about kind of for anybody?
I'm sorry. Let's just back up. If Dana ever calls you fluffy, she's basically calling you fat.
That's
she
correct.
Just admitted that.
Okay. But I would never actually say that to a person.
You're fluffy.
I think it's just a better person word to use than fat.
Right. Fluffy. Fair enough.
Actually, I did call my boss fluffy. But he calls himself fluffy.
All right.
So it's acceptable.
All right.
Sorry, boss. All right. My ex used to be XYZ in bed.
Ugh. Comparison again.
Right.
That means you're still thinking about your ex.
And what they used to do and what you're not doing in comparison with them. And would you please do this? So what's a better way to say that? Like there's another way to actually
let's do
say that.
This.
Yeah. Hey.
Why don't we try this?
Exactly.
You know, like you don't A, shut down and not do anything.
Uh-huh.
And you don't B, say my ex did A, B, C, and D.
Right. I want you to be like my ex.
Yeah.
No.
You don't do either of those. You say, hey, let's try this.
Yeah.
Okay. And that actually is usually read like explorative and
right.
You know,
rather than I'm still hung up on my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
No. You never want to bring another person in the relationship.
Not only am I still hung up on my ex-girlfriend, you're doing it wrong. You can't please me.
Right.
You suck.
You suck
at yes. Whatever.
Uh-huh. For the woman, is that what you're going to wear?
Yeah.
Nah. No.
I don't like that outfit is better because you take it away from the person
yes.
and you make it on the outfit.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's a better way to put it. For a man, I wish I had your legs. Like, you're looking at a guy's legs, you're like, oh my God, I wish I had your legs. Okay, so you basically just called me like woman scrawny chicken legs, like with no hair whatsoever. Yeah. So I have like zero testosterone going on. Like, there's all of that stuff.
Mm-mm.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, that would not
be good.
Wish
I had your legs. That is not a compliment.
To a guy, no.
Yeah, I think it might be delivered in the vein of it's a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, God, I wish I had your legs. And he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's something to really think about because, you know, again, like, it's such a positive thing, but the way that it's being said,
yeah,
you know, is like, yeah, it can be totally taken the wrong way.
Uh-huh. Here's one for the woman. Or man, actually. What did you do to your hair?
Mm. Oh, dun, dun, dun. Yes.
never say that.
No. What did you do to your hair? Or
what's going on with your hair? I spent $300 on it, by the way. What did I do to my hair?
Yeah. And especially after I just did it and I thought I was looking cute.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
You just like crushed me in like a matter of a second.
We've talked about this one before. How many people have you slept with? Not a good thing to say to the opposite sex.
Yeah, in that way. I mean, you could play a numbers game, but again, you have to be very secure and you have to trust that you are, you know, with that person and that you're going to be faith sexually exclusive with that person and secure, you know, like if they say 100 people, if they say 1,000 people, that you're not going to be like, oh my God, oh my God, I can't be with you. Meanwhile, you already were with them, so you might as well continue to be with
them. But baby, you're in my top 100.
Oh. No.
Top 10%. How about for either sex here? You ask them a question, and their response is, I don't care.
Yeah, no.
Any question at all. What do you want for dinner? I don't care. Where do you want to go tonight? I don't care. How are you feeling right now? I don't care. Mm. I mean, no. I'm trying to engage in a meaningful or useful conversation with you, and you're just basically giving me the hand. Mm-hmm. That's what I don't care means.
Yeah, you don't do that.
I don't care.
It's just...
You actually care, because when I give you an option, you're going to give me your opposition to it, usually, right?
Yeah.
So you do fucking care.
Yeah, so, you know, a better way to do that would be, A, to be more engaged in the relationship and the conversation, and if you really don't care, you know, I think there's a time and a place to say, you know, honey, I don't really care. You choose tonight.
And let her choose.
And let her choose.
Yeah.
When you say, I don't really care, you choose. And she says, oh, well, let's go here. And he's like, no, right. We're not going there. That kind of shit happens.
So you actually care a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Another good way to put that would be like, you know. I don't really have a preference, but if I was leaning one way, you know, in any way, it would be this way. And at least give them a clue.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm just thinking as you're going through these, like some other ones that I'm thinking of, like, you know, my wife does that, you know, and you didn't even know they were married. My husband does that. Oh, shit. I didn't know.
That's a news item that I didn't read the headline about. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For the women.
Mm-hmm.
Or the men, anybody. You knew I was like this.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Okay. A, you're admitting that you're flawed, which is fine.
But
like that specific character trait, you're actually saying, yeah, it's a problem and I'm not willing to work on
it. That's the problem.
That's the issue.
That's the problem.
And that's You knew I was like this. Like fucking take it or leave it is what you're saying to the person. Like you knew this is what you bargained for.
That's an excuse to be a certain way and to not change.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not working on myself.
I'm not going to work on myself. I know this bothers you, but you're going to have to accept it because I'm the greatest ever is almost how it comes off.
Yes.
You knew I was like this.
What? All right. We're almost at the end here. We are so over time, but that's okay. This one's fun. For the women. Actually, for anybody, this is totally either way. Hey, you don't look so good.
Mm. Yeah, especially, look, it's one thing if you're sick, okay?
Because that's what's happened to me over the past couple of weeks at work. People are like, you're not looking really good. I'm like, go to hell.
Well, look, it's. I think there's a difference. If there's one thing, this one thing, if you are sick, okay? Because, you know, when you're sick, you tend to get pale, you're sniffling, you're sneezing, and you look, you probably didn't look your best, and you could probably admit that.
I can admit that, yeah.
Here's the thing. If you think you look great and someone says you don't look so great, oh my God, what a crushing.
Or, yeah, like you tried a new makeup technique or brand.
And
or
you're
whatever.
Thinking you look all great.
Yeah, like your hair is up or down different than like, oh, you don't look so good.
Thanks.
Yeah, don't Thanks. Take that risk, people.
Womp, womp, womp.
Yeah. How did you do like the Pac-Man death like sound? I don't know what that is.
I'll
find it. Have you gained weight?
Yeah.
Who would ever say that?
You never talk about weight.
Have you gained weight?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess unless the person was sickly and is looking to gain weight and you know that is a goal of theirs, I think that's the only possible way that's a compliment.
I don't even like saying you lost weight. And occasionally that slips out.
I agree.
Yeah, and I have to be more mindful of that. I usually will just say something like, something God, you look great.
Yeah, that's you the know? Best way to say it. Like, you look really great.
Yeah.
Something's different about you.
I've slipped out and said, "You lost a lot of weight."
Like, oh, so I was fat before.
Yeah.
Actually, dude, this just happened to me on Facebook. I got a message or friend request from somebody I used to know in high school. And like, okay, we're talking 25, 30 years. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, you look really good. Like, he's like, your face looks a lot thinner now than it did in high school.
Oh.
I'm like, I'm not sure if that's a compliment.
That's
not sure. And I actually said that to him. I was like, okay. I'm not sure if I should be happy about it. Just like, I don't know what I said. I was like, okay.
That's just dumb. Like, why would you say that?
Yeah. I'm like, so were you calling me fat in high school? Which I wasn't.
Yeah.
But like, you know, your typical teenage is a little bit round faced, I guess.
Your nose looks a lot bigger than it used to.
Oh, that does happen when you age. It's fair enough.
Ugh.
Noses get longer. Earlobes get longer.
Oh, stop.
Boobs get longer.
Is there anything else? What should you say? Clean freak fix.
Wouldn't it be cool if dicks got longer?
Clean freak fix.
What should you say?
What should you say?
Right, these are all good ones. You're beautiful.
If you are with someone romantically and you do not compliment them and tell them that they're beautiful or handsome, I'm talking in an actual relationship.
You are beautiful.
Like, you are really beautiful. You might as well pack up your bags,
and you can
that
mean
relationship
that
isn't gonna last
in so many ways, inside, outside, personality.
Yes.
Like,
there's many meanings for that.
Beautiful person,
beautiful. Yeah. You know, I personally think even during sex, you should be saying things like, "Oh my God,
you're better
so hot." You know, mm-hmm. because it makes people perform better. First of all, I mean, it raises arousal
during sex. Saying you're hot is better, but if you're just saying like you're hot all the time, I'm starting to feel like an object.
Sure. I think many women would feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else?
I'm so glad you're in my life.
I'm so glad you're in my life. You make my life better. Yes.
And that's friendships. That's
family.
That's lovers. That's everybody that you actually have in your life that is serving a purpose for you.
Like, yes,
so glad you're in my life. That's a beautiful thing to say.
Yes, yes.
You're great at that. Whatever it is, you are great at
that. Yeah, that's an awesome compliment. That's a really, like, you have this skill. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, even if it's the dumbest thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Compliments, you know, compliments are really important for bonding.
How about, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Simple apology.
It's just a simple apology. Here's my thing on I'm sorry's, all right? I'm sorry for the same behavior will only be accepted a couple to a few times.
What, and until it changes.
If you continue to say you're sorry and you continue to do the same behavior, you're not sorry.
Correct.
You're not sorry.
Right. You just learn those words really well.
Yes. People do that.
Or I love it when they say, I'm sorry if... Oh, shit.
Like, if you're sorry.
No, kind of like the conditional I'm sorry. I'm sorry that whatever I did... You know, like, because they don't even know what they did made you feel this way.
Oh,
I'm sorry
that
for whatever I did. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
That
like,
drives me up a wall.
Yeah.
Should never do that.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, but you did the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Justification sorries.
No.
Yeah. Just a simple I'm sorry, heartfelt, know what you're sorry for.
Yes.
Good. And the other one that you're going to love, the tell me all about that. Like the conversation.
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned something. You might not even really be interested. You know, hey, tell me all about that.
Yeah.
Get
it shows
that conversation going.
It shows that you're interested in the person. Okay. And that, you know, that keeps people coming back.
All right.
And that's important.
That's it for the fixes.
So be mindful of what you say to people because, you know, some things can be.
Some things you can't unsay.
Some things you can't unsay. And look, this is, like I said, opening this up. This isn't about being overly sensitive or being, you know, a snowflake, you know, the popular word these days. This is about, like, human behavior. And this is about being courteous, being having good character, having some dignity in the way that you speak to others.
I think it's also improving your vibration as a human being.
Yeah.
Like, when you start doing these things or not doing these things, like, you're going to just come off a whole lot better, and you're just going to start vibrating on a whole different frequency.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And I'm going to start coughing.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Tell someone that you like them, I guess.
Tell somebody they're beautiful. Hey, Deb, you're beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
I'm so glad you're in my life.
I appreciate you in my life. I'm so glad you're in my life.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
You know you want more. Find them on Facebook at Eat Clean, Think Dirty, the podcast, and stalk them on Twitter at Don't Eat Dirty.